We're talking today with Dr. Thomas Kuhn, new Dean of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources here at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Kuhn, let's talk first of all a little bit about who you are and a little bit about your background as you come here to OSU. You're in your first weeks here of service as the new dean. But you've got a very rich history in several different areas of agriculture. So tell me about that.
Well, thanks, Ron. I appreciate the chance to visit with you. Well, I grew up in Iowa. So any talk about agriculture has to start there. And although I did not grow up on a farm, I worked every day that I could. I got out and worked on farms, whether it was moving hogs or walking corn fields. Back then, this is pre-Roundup days, of course, we had to walk beans and weed those and so on. And then I worked for Pioneer and Northrop King, both, you know, summer jobs doing that kind of stuff with seed corn. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of research with soybeans at that time as well. So that was my background. I really enjoyed being from Iowa, really enjoyed the rural and agricultural community, and went on to college, went to a private liberal arts college there in Iowa, Luther College, and majored in biology. I was always fascinated by water. And I don't know what it was, but when I was a kid, going out to a ditch, finding fish in that ditch, that was just the highlight of the day for me. And so that really fed my interest in college. I went on to major in biology, was fortunate to participate in some research projects as an undergraduate on water resource issues there in northeastern Iowa, then went on to graduate school and studied ecology at the University of California at Davis. Again, had some great fortune in working in a variety of different kind of ecosystems. Mm-hmm. Did my master's work at Lake Tahoe. I did some pre-doctoral work at Lake Titicaca in Peru with fisheries down there, and then ended up doing my graduate research in streams and actually in Minnesota. So, you know, a lot of different experiences there. I was on the faculty at University of Missouri and taught in the Fisheries and Wildlife Program there, did a lot of undergraduate advising, and then moved to Michigan State and was there from 89 until just this year, professor in Fisheries and Wildlife. Again, I had a large responsibility in teaching, mm-hmm. Headed up the undergraduate program, the undergraduate advising, and so on. But also had a research program in a variety of fisheries issues, basically anything that had to do with fish habitat and how that impacted fish success. So I worked with non-game species, I worked with game species, smallmouth bass, rainbow trout, salmon, and what have you. I really enjoyed that and then moved into administrative roles, first as department chair in my department. Then I was associate dean for graduate programs and international programs in the College of Ag and Natural Resources there. And then for the last 9 years, I was the director of Michigan State University Extension. So a lot of different experiences there. In all of those cases, with all of that fisheries work, I was always involved with what's going on in the land and how that influences the kind of habitat the fish have to live in. So that always kept me connected with agriculture, as well as forestry and other land practices.
And really, you've had some very practical experience in all three areas of importance to DASNR. In other words, extension, teaching, as well as the research.
Yeah, absolutely. I was fortunate. In my own academic appointment, I had teaching and research responsibilities. I never had an extension appointment as a professor, and yet I was very involved with some of the extension work in my home department and in other departments. I worked with folks in the crop and soils department, for example. They were doing a stewardship program for golf course managers, for example, and I got involved with that. But then moving into the director's role for extension, I really developed a deep appreciation, first of all, for those folks in the county offices. Our educators are incredible people. They're inspiring to me. I really enjoyed that work because it put me in contact with people who have a big heart, who have a very curious mind, and they cannot help but teach. There's just something in their DNA that those extension folks are dedicated to helping people learn and put to use really good, solid research-based information.
As you think about, you know, your time there at Michigan State University, you had a lot of experiences there. You grew a lot of roots. I know you probably raised part of your family during that time period. What gave you interest to maybe leave there and look at a position like OSU?
Well, I'm a curious guy, I guess, and so I always try to find ways to challenge myself. I always look for opportunities to learn something new. And so in that respect, I love Michigan, and you're right. Our sons probably will never leave Michigan. That's where they were born and raised, and they love it there. And I don't blame them for that at all. But for me, I've always had that interest in what's it like elsewhere, and what can we be doing in other places. So for me, the opportunity at Oklahoma State was really it was something new. It wasn't like, well, let me inch over here to Wisconsin or Illinois or something like that. No, this is really new. It's new for me, even compared with my experience in Iowa as a boy and young man, or in California as a graduate student. The closest experience I had was when I was at Missouri, and so there's more water in Missouri, and it's also more humid, so that's a little different here. But you know, from my background, the fisheries and wildlife program at Oklahoma State has always had a strong reputation, so I had an interest in that. And you look at where are we going with agriculture in this country, and what are the challenges we're going to be facing. Climate's going to be a big part of that. And, certainly in the land of plenty and in the Great Lakes region, that's probably the last place that's going to run out of water. But that's not a challenge to me as much as going to a place where water is going to be, has always been a challenge, and may become even more so. So in that respect, Oklahoma State was a tremendous opportunity to put myself in a situation where I'm facing some new challenges. We're facing new challenges, and I like to be involved with that. It's also a really, really good university, and the programs here in the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources and in our Experiment Station and Extension, these are really strong programs. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a state where they support us. The agricultural community supports us. State leadership supports us. They see the value of their land-grant institution, and they see the value of the agriculture and natural resource programs that are going on here, research, teaching, and extension. That's a great environment to work in, to have that kind of support, and yet to be pushing the envelope. We aren't going to sit on our laurels here. There's stuff we got to get done. There are new challenges with water, in the beef market. Where's that going? You know, what's facing? What are some of the challenges our wheat growers are facing, or cotton? There's some really big challenges there. So we've got to step up our game, continue to do the best work we can, be more productive than we have been. That's not to say that we haven't been, mm-hmm. but we've always got to get better. And this is a great environment for that. With the kind of support that we have, the kind of resources we have, we can do a lot here.
You know, one of the things that your predecessor was able to do was to institute a bigger program, a more defined program in natural resources. And it seems like that is where a lot of interest has gone, as far as trying to make sure that we tie together not just production agriculture, but everything then back to natural resources, which includes, among other things, water as well as our land.
You bet. Well, look, it all starts with our natural resources, whether you're talking about agriculture or some of our extractive natural resource uses, forestry, what have you. It all starts with the soil that we have, the water that we have, sun, and then the work that people put into making that productive. So in that respect, we have a lot in common across the college. As I said, I think the water resource issues are ones that we're going to be dealing with especially, but they're not, it's not alone. And in that, I guess the thing that strikes me, and of course, this is just from my own experience, but our natural resources work is as practical as our agriculture work. And the moral of the story of the land grant success is it starts with, let's do the best, most cutting edge research we can in order to understand those challenges we're facing. And then that's not enough, because we can study things up the wazoo and go home at night happy to know what we know. But if we aren't doing anything with it, then it really doesn't have any value in, you know, from the land grant perspective. So that's what I see in our natural resource and our agriculture programs. There's this commitment to doing that really solid research, understand its systems as well as we can, and then find ways to put it to work, to give that information to people in a way that they can use it on their ranch, on their farm, in their river, on their lakeshore, in their backyard, in their community parks. You know, wherever it applies, it has application. And so we have a passion for getting that information. We also have a passion for putting it to work.
You indicated to the ag groups the other day when they had the welcoming reception for you, and you know, kind of alluded here as well, you want to really hit the ground running. What are some things in particular that you see, have already kind of seen that, you know, this is something we need to explore more?
Well, I'll keep coming back to the water issue, but I think there's a lot more for us to learn there. And so one of the things I've been asking is, who are our stars? Who do we have who are experts in various aspects of water, whether it's water policy or water movement or you know, soil moisture, whatever? Let's make sure we understand who our team is, who our strengths are, and are there some gaps that we need to fill? You know, so I think that's one of them. I think, you know, looking more broadly across the landscape, we need to be working with the industries to be looking 5, 10, 20 years down the road. What is going to happen to the wheat market? What's going to happen to genetics with wheat, for example? We have a big role with that. We've got a tremendous wheat team, our wheat breeder, and then the folks that you know, do the variety trials, and then the agronomists that help people use those varieties and so on. Where's that going? We know people are going to be eating wheat, but how is that going to change in the next 5 to 20 years? And what role can we play in directing that change so that it works to the benefit of Oklahomans, Oklahoma producers, and, you know, that general health of the people of the United States? So, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. The cattle, the whole cattle industry, the beef industry, there's, you know, it's been really challenged over the last 10 years with the really high grain prices that we had, how that influenced the beef herd, and then the drought and the impact that's had. And, you know, I think I'm not an expert in this, but from what I hear from our folks and reading myself, the recovery is going to be different this time. Mm-hmm. How the beef industry recovers from this last downturn, I think, is going to be different. The world market is changing. And so, you know, part of it is figuring out, so what's our sweet spot from Oklahoma? How can we be especially successful in driving that change and really being ahead of the curve in terms of what our beef producers are doing, how they're reaching the market, what kind of product they're putting on the market, and so on?
I guess what along those lines for you within the beef industry, you've got research dollars provided by USDA, literally for OSU's beef researchers to look at more efficient ways to use water with cattle production.
Absolutely. So that works everywhere from how we move water around to what kind of pasture we're using, or if, you know, finishing with grain if we're doing that, you know, how to efficiently use our groundwater resources for irrigation, to the genetics of the cattle and you know, how they respond to heat and water stress and so on. So there's a whole sweet spot there of all kinds of areas we could be dealing with. It's not one department, mm-hmm. right? It's across the whole range of what we're doing here. It gets into some of the environmental issues. You know, we've got the lesser prairie chicken issue here. and, you know, and I'm proud of the fact that we've got folks who are experts in prairie chickens ecology, as well as folks who are expert in pasture management and forage management. So, and we got growers who want to know. You know, it's not just that they're saying, keep this away from me, but they're saying, okay, if I want to be a good steward of the land, what do I need to know? How do I adjust my grazing practices or my mowing or whatever, you know, when they're putting up forage, their hay, what do I need to do differently? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think And that's a great perspective, you know, rather than say, you know, let's run away from this. It's okay, let's face up to this, and it's not the end of the world. Let's figure out how we do this better, and better for our beef production, better for the quality of soils that we have in our pastures, and better for the wildlife that we're really fortunate to have here in Oklahoma.
Finally, you know, as you think about engaging and interacting with agricultural groups, other folks in rural Oklahoma, folks that have got some connection back to the university, whether it's through education, extension, the research component, whatever it may be, how do you, what's your message to them at this point? And how are you intending to really, I guess, embrace, you know, this position that you've got?
I think part of it is simply telling our story. And so I appreciate this opportunity with you, Ron, because, a lot of people in Oklahoma do know what we're doing here, but often people know one sliver of what we're doing. And I feel that part of my responsibility is being the storyteller, to get the word out more widely to the people of Oklahoma that this is the good work that's going on in our College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources in the division. And this is how it's impacting Oklahoma. It's how it's impacting Oklahomans. So a lot of my job, I think, is to tell that story. And in the process of telling it, you know, to show people that this starts with a commitment to the land-grant mission, but it's built on hard work. You know, we don't just sit here and dink around. We're actually serious about the research. It means we put ourselves out there at times when maybe we shouldn't be outside, those kinds of things. But ultimately, we've got to get information and we've got to make that available to people. So the more I can tell that story to more people and help them to see how it impacts their lives, I think that's the most important thing I can do right now is to make sure that people are aware of what their land grant university is doing for them, and they feel that they have a voice in suggesting where we ought to be looking, because you know we got you know 5-6 million people here who all have some insights. We won't have a plebiscite on, you know, exactly what we're going to do in our college. But really, if there are insights out there that we're not hearing from, then we might miss an opportunity. So I want people to feel comfortable, you know, and social media gives us some great ways of hearing from folks. But I want them to feel comfortable letting us know what they think. And that sometimes that means they don't like what we're doing and they'll tell me that. I'm okay with that. Sometimes they'll tell us, hey, this was really great. We really like what Professor X is doing, and we want to see more of it. So, you know, it's the people's university. And we've got a president who's committed to that as the mission of the university, and I certainly am committed to that as the vice president and dean.